we're going to talk all about the different attachment styles and like some of the different patterns they have in the workplace specifically. And what this can help you do is sort of recognize some of the likely strengths and weaknesses you have. Remember, it's not necessarily always one size fits all, but of course, there tends to be really, really strong and prominent patterns for each attachment style and the way that they have these subconscious programs that they bring into every single one of the seven areas of their lives. So what we tend to see for anxious preoccupied attachment styles specifically is, number one, we tend to see anxious preoccupied individuals tend to be very sensitive to others, people's feelings and needs in the workplace. They often value teamwork. They tend to feel like their needs buckets are getting filled by being around people in some form. They tend to be quite encouraging of other people, very aware of how other people are feeling as a whole, very sensitive to different potential conflicts, very cooperative with others, often make people feel very seen and heard, work well with in sort of group assignments, group tasks. They tend to be respectful, thoughtful, inclusive, self-reflective, helpful, and quite supportive. And as a general rule, APs tend to do well like working in teams. And anxious preoccupied individuals as well, some of their downsides or weaknesses essentially, or I guess we could say challenges that they may tend to face, are that even though they can be so considerate, charming, caring, open, sometimes they can do that at the detriment of the relationship to themselves and their own work. So sometimes one of the challenges we'll see anxious, preoccupied individuals face is that they can people please to the point of like not being able to get their own work done or taking on too much for others and not being able to set very good boundaries in the workplace. And this may even fester as things like gossip or resentment long-term if the anxious, preoccupied individual doesn't feel safe or comfortable learning to express their needs at work. And I've actually seen many clients over time who were anxiously attached. And what I would see as a fairly common pattern for APs is that they would get into a situation in the workplace where they wouldn't say no to about stuff. And they would take on and help so many people around them, which is really great and can be very helpful at work. But then they would feel like they just fall behind on their own work. And this would be this common theme and pattern to the point where they would even like get in trouble at work, get reprimanded, but not change the pattern. And this is where when they would come to me and tell me these things, I'd be like, okay, we have to do subconscious reprogramming on people pleasing, the fear of setting boundaries, the fear of saying no in the workplace, because we may see, you know, this actually APs would share things with me, like all their, you know, coworkers got promoted over the years and they stayed in the same role and how frustrating that was. So it's important to really recognize some of these patterns that may be coming about. Another big thing is APs can, as one of their challenges, can struggle with getting involved in like workplace politics sometimes. And again, it's because they have such a need for like connection, approval, care, and feeling like they're sort of, you know, that they're fitting in, that they're included, that they're, you know, sort of in that like status, you know, space in the center of, not center of attention of the workplace, but just feeling like they're like included in everything, have that really strong social component that they're often looking for at work. And sometimes as a means of getting that, they'll gossip or they'll get too involved in those sorts of things. Again, sort of to the detriment of their work at times. And sometimes APs may find themselves not really speaking up for their own needs at work and also can be so focused on being disapproved of and fear disapproval at times that it can manifest in the forms of like self-doubt, feeling afraid of like really just communicating where they're coming from and like really feeling strong and empowered to set a boundary as a whole. So we'll see a lot of these patterns that tend to be quite intense. And obviously the core wounds we'll tend to see most often are the fear of being rejected, not being good enough, fear of being disliked or excluded, fear of being seen as bad in the workplace, and the fear of abandonment that will often take place in the form of like, oh, I'll be fired. Like I will be left out, you know, sort of hung out to dry, like abandoned, separated, kicked out, like all these forms of that, or being left behind. So I just wanted to pop in here and let you know we are running a 7-day free trial to everything at the Personal Development School. This means all of the courses, literally every single one, combined with the 4 live weekly webinars that I host with all of our students. You can come in, you can leave your camera on, you can ask questions, you can turn your camera off and just do audio, or you can type your questions in the chat. And we get this live interaction for any relationship or any questions whatsoever that you have. And we also have daily community events that are hosted by trained facilitators, coaches, and we have them so that you can set up communication practice and you can work through communication scripts. There's so many different features of PDS, and I would love for you to come in, try it out, check it out, see if it's for you, dive into some of the courses. You can download and print off the workbooks, and I would love to see you on the other side. One of the big things that you'll see overall is that APs can be great leaders. They can work well in teams. They can be very uplifting to other individuals, and they're really good at like creating cohesion between other people, not just including themselves, but also creating cohesion between multiple parties in the workplace, which is really nice. And they tend to make people feel really welcomed, comfortable. They tend to be good at sharing, and they may struggle if they're feeling isolated, right? If they're feeling sort of like not even just excluded, but if they have to do isolating work, like work by themselves. So those are some of the key points. If you want to take a deeper dive, you can absolutely check in with the Attachment Styles in the Workplace course. We go through in there, like how to handle conflict, the needs, decision-making, what motivates them, how to communicate, what triggers them about others, where they can struggle managing their time, like a whole bunch of things beyond just strengths and weaknesses. So I hope this makes sense for today.